Shut Up Weirdo.
I'm Frankry.
My name is Michelle.
We're going to do the whole show whispering.
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 I bet you everyone is turned on right now.
Do you think people can hear us?
I don't really know.
I hope so, because this is really important stuff.
I can't wait to see what they say on the comments board about this.
Where can you find the comments board?
Oh, you need to go to wfmu.org and click on the playlist link.
What's the link?
It's the playlist link.
That was sexy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you think they can hear us?
I hope so. Do you think they can hear us?
I'm not really sure.
Someone let us know if you can hear us.
It would be really sad if they can't. We're doing this for nothing.
It could be great radio. It could be a complete failure.
What's the name of that weird porn stuff about whispers?
ASMR.
That's what we're doing right now.
ASMR.
We are so effing sexy.
Ew, you're so gross.
Dale on the comments board just said, this is hot. Except he spelled hot. H-A-W-T.
I don't think I can laugh in a whisper, can you?
Officer Pup says, I'm on headphones, and this sounds pretty amazing.
That's great news, isn't it?
Mr. Johnny says, is this one of those tingle videos on YouTube?
You're a tingle video.
I think we're making Mr. Johnny tingle.
I think we're making him tingle in certain spots.
This is sort of turning me on.
You're a pervert. And so am I.
Perfect.
What's the topic for today?
Are you licking your lips, Michelle?
I'm not. Are you?
I'm pretty sure I see you licking your lips.
Let me lick them.
I'm gonna throw up.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna throw up.
I don't think you're gonna throw up. What's the topic for tonight? This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Frankie's laughing at something that's happening on the comments board.
Carmichael says, let's see how long Frankie... Michelle, there's a request.
What's the request?
Paul T would like you to say, burn me with that hot cheese.
But you just said it.
Yeah, but they want you to say it.
Burn me with that hot cheese, kitten.
Oh boy. We're getting dirty here tonight.
So, do we have a topic or what?
Yes.
What is it?
It is
when we whisper.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Fatal flaw ruined everything.
There goes our dirty show.
God damn it.
As soon as you picked up, I couldn't hear anything.
Damn it.
You suck.
It's not him, it's us.
It's not me.
Ugh.
You can try again. You know.
No, if you can't hear us, you can't hear us. We can have callers then if we're whispering.
And it's a talk show.
Ugh.
Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good 5 minutes to start the show.
8 minutes.
Five words. I listen to Shut Up, Weirdo.
That's six
Shut
words.
Shut up is two words, dummy.
I was afraid of that.
And that's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
That's a deal maker. That's
marriage material.
I guess so. Okay.
All right, have a good one.
All right, later.
I hope that whisper business got some of my boyfriends turned on and ready to go. I guess we'll see. People are going to have like 4 words and 7 words.
Well, they don't win, do they?
No one's going to get the 5 words.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is 5 words to ruin a date. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. You know, one word or two words?
You know is one word.
You know, in a free market.
Snooze fest.
Yeah.
Good job. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank Ray. Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, no whispering, buddy. You're being creepy.
Can you hear me?
No.
Frank Ray.
Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio.
Does this look like herpes?
Oh.
Yeah, that ruined it.
Yeah, that did ruin it. All right, have a good one.
I knew we'd get a lot of herpes ones.
Yeah, no more herpes ones. Wait, hold on. Carmichael says, my mom's not home tonight.
I think that's funny. Mom ones are going to be funny.
Yeah, that one's good. Dale says, we should totally get married. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is 5 words to ruin a date. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's 6 words.
No, it doesn't count.
No.
Oh.
There's no way you can truncate it. No? Nothing? Did he hang up?
I don't know.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I live with my parents.
Yeah, we're trying to aim higher here, guys.
Get creative,
well, that's
people.
That's a deal breaker by my standards, or anybody's, I figured. It's kind of lame, real lame.
I don't think so. It depends on a person's circumstances.
Okay, like if you're 40.
I don't know, maybe they just got divorced and they're in a transition period.
Maybe your parents are sick and you need to take care of them.
Yeah, see, that would be a deal maker because that's a nice guy.
Way to make lemonade out of lemons. That's a real positive spin.
That's right. That's what we do here at Shut Up, Weirdo.
I rarely do that.
Me too.
Yo, you had me almost sleeping earlier in the show. I had to, like, pull over. You can't do that stuff.
Oh, it wasn't turning you on?
No, I, like, get all tingly, and then I fall asleep. It's really weird.
Oh, that's a good thing, though. That's tingly
is good.
Yeah, good
thing.
Yeah.
Not when you're driving, though.
No, that's bad. I'm glad you didn't crash. All right, have
me
a good
too.
One. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this one is personally heard a few times. You look like my wife.
People say that
to what? You? People say that to you? That's a problem.
Oh, I thought you were saying things that you say that kill the date.
Oh, you actually said that to someone?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Pig.
Man, tough crowd. All right, I'm going to call back with something that somebody said to me. All right.
All right, have a good one. It doesn't have to be something you've heard or you've said.
Just make it up.
Yeah, make it up.
Get creative, guys.
Come on, guys. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hold on. Hey, this is Steve from Staten Island.
Hi.
Hey, Steve.
Okay, can my mom come too?
Absolutely not. All right, have a good one. These aren't as funny as I thought they would be.
Mm-mm.
What do we do now? Whisper?
Let's keep going, see how it goes.
201-209. Ew! This one's nasty.
What?
201-209-9. Ew!
What is it?
9368. Risky on the comments board says, I love collecting fingernails. Ew!
Is fingernails two words?
Yeah. Wait, is it? Oh, well, he's disqualified if it's not.
Hmm.
Well, he's on my list because that's disgusting.
That is gross. That would definitely kill it.
Yeah, I'd, like, walk out.
God, I'm so hungover.
It's okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. Favorite book? Eat, Pray, Love.
That's pretty funny.
I read that book.
Obviously, it's a gal. But,
gal.
That's a deal breaker no matter who says it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. If it's a guy, definitely it's a deal breaker.
You're right. So, yeah. All right. I love that book.
You did?
Yeah.
You're
oh, my
so
God.
Weird.
Why? I'm totally lame on the inside. Why are you acting like you don't know?
I mean, I didn't know you were like Eat, Pray, Love lame.
I'm totally lame. I love romantic comedies. I cry in all of them. I'm lame.
Eat, Pray, Love, huh?
I listen to Taylor Swift. I'm kidding. I don't. That was a joke. Okay, have a good one. Paul D says, Ray Romano is really funny. I also like Ray Romano. Just Ted says, fatal flaw, weirdos and dates. Good point. Jake Gold has a good one.
What is
redeeming
it?
Soda cans isn't easy. Jake Gold, you're on the list.
That's a good one. That's a pretty good one, Jake.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I have five words not to say when handing a girl a drink. Here, Bill Cosby made this.
Okay, except the topic is about a date, not about a drink. But okay, cool. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that worked.
Not really. Hi, you're on the radio.
Does my colostomy bag show?
That's gross.
Well, you didn't say it couldn't be gross.
That's true. I want them to be gross. Okay, have a good one. Wait, here are two good ones. The comments board is bringing it. Chalmers says, you'll get used to it. List. And then Carmichael says, I washed where it counts.
I like you'll get used to it.
Yeah, me too. That one's good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, are we still ruining dates?
Yeah. Yep.
Work? Oh, I'm a forensic proctologist.
Ew.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? I have two of them. One's personally for Frankie. It's I'm obsessed with the Beatles.
Dead to me.
What's
and the
other
one is I play World of Warcraft.
What's that?
It's a RPG game.
What's RPG?
I wasn't gonna say role playing. Dragons, oh. But that's really old.
Those aren't deal breakers for me.
I want to play one of those. Is it fun?
No.
Okay. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi. Five words to ruin a date.
All this whispering is making me crazy as I'm driving down the road. Let me see. Five words. How about, is that your husband knocking?
She'd be the one ruining it, not you.
Ah, you got that right. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that.
All right, it's cool.
Hey, it was good talking with you for a minute there.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
All right.
Hi, you're on the radio. Five words to ruin a date.
Let's have a threesome, baby.
Ew, bro. I like the way it...
You guys are awesome, by the way.
I like the way you ended it with baby. Like, just to be even grosser, let's
hey,
have a threesome,
I like
baby.
Austin Powers, you know.
Baby.
I like
yeah,
Austin
yeah,
Powers.
Baby. seriously, though, you girls are awesome. This show, I'm driving down the New York State Thruway, and I love this show. You two are fantastic.
Thank you.
You must have been into that whispering then, huh?
The whispering was great. I loved it, baby.
All right, baby.
Let's have that threesome, baby. Have a good one. Hey, baby, you're on the air.
Do you know the secret?
We love the secret.
Yeah, we do.
You like the secret?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, jeez.
You got to manifest your destiny, baby.
That's right, buddy.
Yeah, you know,
you
got
to
make your own
luck. Create it.
But calling out to the universe.
Hell yeah, I'm calling out to the universe right effing now.
All the time.
Ouch. All day. Nonstop.
No. Oh, come on.
Yeah, baby. I'm going to call the colors, baby. All right, baby.
Have a good night.
Have a good one. These people are weird.
You didn't, like, you're surprised.
Dale says, I'll be your father tonight. Like, what?
Ew, that's weird.
See? That's weird.
That one's weird, Dale.
Mr. Machine says, I want your third input. Does that mean?
What does that mean?
Jake Gould says, Atlas Shrugged is not bad. My mom wanted me to buy her that. What is it?
It's an Ayn Rand book.
I don't know what that means.
The lady who wrote The Fountainhead. Come on, you know The Fountainhead.
Yeah, I know that one.
It's our other book.
5 words to ruin a date. Call us at 201-209-9368. Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
Hey, I have two. My first is for Frangry. It's, you look like Jillian Michaels. And the other generic one is...
Shut up, Michelle.
Want to see my puppet collection?
My what? Puppet collection? Oh, yeah, hell no. Oh, hell no.
What if they're like an animator?
Absolutely not. Actually, I dated an animator.
Yeah, you dated him.
He had really, puppets.
Yeah. Really
nice. Oh, my God, you're right.
I really think you'd love it. No,
oh, my God.
See? And he was great.
He was great. Oh, my God. What does that say about me?
Nothing.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I've got two things, if that's all right.
Okay.
The first one might be a deal maker, and it's ever thought about having kids. And the second one is, it's not always this red.
Is it? Oh, Jesus.
It's not always this what?
I think you said limp.
Oh.
Gross.
Ew.
All right, have a good one.
What are you thinking?
I was going to say it's a grower, not a shower, but that's way too many words. There's nothing good on there. 201-209-9368. 5 words to ruin a date. You're on the air, babe. You can say that.
No, you can't say that.
Oh, you can't say that.
Why can't you say that?
I don't know. You just can't. People are watching.
Ah, come on. You can say that.
No, I don't think so.
I think you can.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because you got dumped. Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
Hi, baby. What station is this?
WFMU.
Oh, it is. Oh, my God. I'm in a little rental car. It was on. And so now I'm on my phone, which I probably shouldn't be doing. But, 5 words. Is that my butt that smells? Sure.
Ew.
That's way more than 5 words.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm driving. I can't count.
Be careful.
Also, there's another one, too. I've ruined many dates before, so this should be easy for me. It's okay if I shower with my guy friend, right?
Too many words,
so
buddy.
Many words, baby.
You need to go back to class. Have a good one.
Drive safe, baby.
Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
How you doing, baby? It's me again.
Hey, baby.
You know, your show is awesome, but a lot of your callers are even lamer than I am. So anyway, though, but they're all funny guys. But you guys are fantastic. I love you, girls.
Thank you.
But here's my five words. Do you go fully Brazilian?
That's not so bad.
That doesn't ruin.
I feel like that's a legit question.
Oh, well, see, I'm older than you girls. Well, you ladies, sorry. And so back in the day for me when I was in college, people would freak out. So, God, I should have been young today.
We're not young.
Well, how old are you, like 19?
What?
Are you kidding?
Isn't this like a college show?
No.
What is this?
We're old.
We're older.
23?
Older.
Older.
I'm so young.
Older.
Older.
All right. Well, anyway, you have a great show. And I
Thanks.
Love it. I'm hooked.
Have Thanks. A good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
So my five words are, I taxidermied my cat's mole.
Oh, dude. I mean, that's just too weird to even be.
I don't think it's that weird.
What?
Come on, it's kind of weird.
What, Michelle?
It's pretty weird. What if I put them up on my mirror in my car?
Michelle doesn't think it's weird.
It is weird.
He just called you stupid?
He did call me
You're
stupid.
You're weird, but not think it's weird. That's the weirdest thing ever.
I don't care if I'm weird.
She likes being weird. Damn, he hung
damn
up.
Damn, he was pissed.
He got mad. That's so weird.
He called me stupid, and then he hung up on me.
Wait, Dale has one. Let's stop by Home Depot. And I'm sorry, but that's a deal maker because my favorite store.
I love going on dates to Home Depot.
Home Depot is the best.
Oh, my God. My ex-boyfriend, we used to go to Home Depot on Saturday night.
I love going to Home Depot and Best Buy.
I don't like Best Buy. It gives me a headache.
I like Best Buy when I'm
looted.
Mr. Johnny says, you sounded younger on the air. That's the five words.
Yeah, that's me. What else you got?
Hold on, let's see.
201-209-9368. Call us with your five words that are going to ruin your date.
Nothing.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, so mine is, so sorry about the smell.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, can I spank your pancake?
Shut up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I just called you earlier, and I'm really sorry that I hung up on you. But my new five words are, I'm not really into condoms.
Who is?
Yeah, who is? Okay, have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
That guy's weird.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio, baby. Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
Hi, my five words are, I used to be black.
What does that even mean? What about, I used to be a woman? Is that a deal breaker? You're like, yeah.
I think so.
That's a deal breaker.
I don't know, maybe. Who knows? What are you laughing at now?
Mr. Johnny's is so pumped for Burning Man.
That's a deal breaker.
Mr. Johnny, you're on the list. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, yeah. My five words are, I don't like to read.
What? Say it louder, please.
My five words are, I don't like to read.
Oh, yeah. Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. Greetings from Bloomfield. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And I have one that I think one of you will like. I hate crumbs in bed.
Who's going to like that one?
I don't know. One of you might like it.
I mean, I do hate crumbs in bed, but Michelle probably likes them.
I don't like them. It's just a hazard of the workplace.
Okay,
all right, buddy.
On.
Have a good one. Paul D. wants to know where Johnny Mueller is. That's a good question.
He doesn't care about us anymore, and neither does Madman.
Yeah, but Johnny Mueller's different. He's been with us since the beginning. He graduated college and, like, got a girlfriend, I think. And
I think
now,
he got a girlfriend.
And now he's over it. It's cool. I get it. If I was him, I would choose getting laid over the show. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. You're really snotty tonight.
I've been like this for like a effing month now. It's driving me crazy.
It's grossing me out. Aw, man. You should get a neti pot, dude.
I have one.
You should use it.
Meh.
It works. I'm
too
telling.
Tired.
It works.
I'm
do it
so
in the,
tired
Do it
the
in the
time.
Morning before you go to work. It works.
I have to wake up earlier?
It doesn't take that long, and it really helps.
Fine. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, what are your five words?
My five words is I got two new cats.
Well done. Have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
When I was in prison, and I set that guy's rental car to FMU, I always do that. All the stations get set to FMU.
That's awesome.
Do you really? Yeah.
Probably not, but it would be cool.
Wait, when I was in prison was kind of good.
Yeah, that was good.
I wish I got his name. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is more for online dating, first date. I look better in photos.
In what-os?
In photos.
Oh, in photos.
Who looks better? Nobody looks better in photos. Like, only models.
Hence the joke.
Oh, ha! All right, have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
Hi, yes. My five words are, hi, you're on the radio.
That's a deal breaker?
Yeah, well, it's humorous because not only is that what
is
you
it humorous?
Say, when, but it's also, you know, that would be pretty off-putting, I would think.
All right.
All right, have a good one. Mr. Johnny's five words are, I have a neti pot.
I like my neti pot.
Mine is, I'm fixing my compression socks. Oh, this is a good one. Philo Dough, I don't know how to say that, says, oh, that's just razor burn. Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
I think I smell fish.
Oh, Jesus. All right, have a good one.
That was funny.
Mr. Machines is, greetings and salutations, ladies.
That was funny.
Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
Hey, this is Anthony, your attorney. I've been MIA for a while.
Hi, what's up?
I was in surgery.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
I had to have retina surgery.
Don't you recover from that really quickly?
Well, I had to have it on both eyes.
I kind of want that surgery.
And it wasn't LASIK. It was really, to prevent.
I want LASIK, too.
I want LASIK.
But what would ruin a date for me, and it's actually happened to me three times, was when a girl says, that's the American way.
Nobody says that.
They do.
Really? People say
so
that?
Weird. People are so
weird. And you're
so
from Miami, and I'm surprised no one's ever said that to you.
What? Nobody would ever say that to me.
Well, they have. Well, maybe it's because you're female.
Yeah, maybe. All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
Baby. Two girls, one cup addict.
Ew. Baby. Ew.
Did you ever watch that?
Of course I watched it. How could I not watch it? Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Hey, baby, what's up?
Oh, everything's fine, driving around. Okay, so is it in already?
Ew.
Have a good one. Waza!
Don't.
Someone asked me to. You're on the radio, baby.
Do you like role-playing games?
I'd be like, yeah?
Yeah.
What are we playing?
I don't know, D&D, I guess. How about my kids are outside?
Maybe you and I are just too tolerant.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, well, it was worth a shot.
All right, have a
Thanks
good one.
Thanks for trying.
Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
So wait, you're not gay?
That's okay. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
I love saying baby.
I know, I'm going to say it all night now. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. I was, how about please get in the box?
That just made me so uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. That was
no,
weird.
But in a good way.
I'm sorry.
No, that was good. What's your name? Like, I gagged and didn't know what to do with myself.
Please.
I know. I'm
I love
sorry.
The please.
Weird.
Please, get in the box.
I was a magician or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I had to add the please.
I was thinking...
I like the please.
I was thinking it was more like kidnapper, not magician.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, like, get in the trunk. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. What's your name, buddy?
But isn't it like... It's like a bad date. You know?
I like
Yeah, I get it. What's your name?
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free t-shirt.
Bruce, baby, you're on the cool. list.
Awesome. Have a good
okay,
one.
Baby. All right.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is 5 words to ruin a date. Hi, you're on the radio.
I should change my tampon.
That's a deal breaker for a lot of dudes, I bet.
What? Grow up.
I know. Boys are stupid. Thanks for calling, sister.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
First date is furry convention.
What?
I don't know. I didn't get it, so I hung up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, good evening, girls. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Here's my 5 words. Do you have any Adderall?
All right, that's a good one. Have a good one.
Thank you. I'll try.
Do you have any? I don't like Adderall.
Me either. It's gross. Hi, you're on the radio.
How dry I am.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Good call.
Let's go Thank to you. Chess club.
I like chess. That sounds fun.
Yeah, but you're
am
weird.
Am I a weird nerd?
You're a total weird nerd.
Damn.
That's why the weirdos love you so much.
I'm pretty, though.
Have a good one. Whisper lover says, can I change your tampon? Ew.
Have you ever let anyone do that?
Absolutely not.
Me neither. I was just asking.
Absolutely not.
You're really, like, firm. Everything is, like, you're unflappable.
What do you mean?
Like, you're strict. Everything's absolutely not. No. Absolutely.
Or yes.
Not. Or you're very like.
I know what I want, Michelle.
I know. There's nothing wrong with that.
201-209-9368. 5 words to ruin a date. Hi, you're on the radio, baby. Damn it, it got ruined. Hey, baby. You're on the radio.
I've seen fat, but damn.
That's so mean.
I know.
That's really mean, babe.
You want it though, right? And you want mean?
I guess.
I like gross better than mean.
I like creepy.
Or how about,
I like creepy.
Are you going to eat that?
That's not so bad.
I don't like it when people
I am
eat my
today.
Food. I don't like when people eat my food.
Oh, I don't care.
But I like to taste other people's stuff, but I don't like to share.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
He went, yeah.
Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
I've got two. One is, I don't know if, I just turned this on, so I don't know if anybody said these yet. Do you have a sister?
Ouch.
Damn.
So the other one is, can I meet your mother?
Ouch.
How drama. Could I meet your mother might be nice, like I like you so, or that's first date, no, that's creepy. All right, thanks for calling, baby.
Bye, baby.
Who's winning, baby?
Hey, you're on the radio. 1 second, baby.
Try this yellow pudding pop.
All right, have a good one.
Didn't you dress up as Bill?
Yes!
Wait, tell the story.
We had to do a we had to read a biography about someone we liked in, like, 6th grade. And then we had to present the story of this person's life to the class as this person. And I did Bill Cosby. And someone dared me to, at the end, go, "I love Jell-O Pudding Pops the way he used to," and, like, look up with that face. And I did it. And everyone laughed. So I won in the end.
What grade did you get?
I don't remember.
Was your mom disappointed that you picked Bill Cosby?
What does my mom care? She probably doesn't even know.
I liked him.
My parents were divorced, and he seemed like a nice dad.
That Claire never let that man have that hoagie. It always pissed me off. Do you like Jell-O? It's really funny.
Oh, here's a good one. Robin, want a dumpster dive this weekend?
Oh, good one, Robin.
Whatever, remember when I dated that guy who said to me, "Want to go to Ground Zero?" Or what was it? No, what was the... Not Ground Zero. What was that, What was it called when they were doing those protests downtown?
Oh, yeah.
What were they called? I forgot.
Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, want to go to Occupy Wall Street? That's too many words, though, so it got ruined. Never mind.
He was handsome.
Yeah, too bad he was asking me to go to Occupy Wall Street.
You said something really...
I was like, yeah, let me put on my $700 shoes and we can go hit up Occupy Wall Street, you idiot.
He is sweet, though.
He's engaged now.
No, he is not.
I'll tell you later. It's a great story.
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I was going to turn the mics off to ask you.
Okay, go. Back on.
Oh my god.
Alright, 201-209-9368. 5 words to ruin a date. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how about "I'm wearing my female condom"? A guy saying that?
Ew. Alright, have a good one.
Oh, I got another one.
Okay.
I thought I swiped left.
That's good. All right.
That's a Tinder joke, right?
Yeah. Robin's like, "Oh my god, Frank Reed, Occupy Wall Street."
Right?
Right? Anyone who knows me knows that's not a good idea. 201-209-9368. 5 words to ruin a date. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello there.
Hi, what are your 5 words?
"I think you have the wrong idea." With that kind of tone to it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
"Are you cool with furries?"
Oh, no.
"Well, have you accepted Jesus Christ?"
Yes.
Yes. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
"Feliz Año Nuevo y maravillas del cielo."
Hey, what's up? What are your 5 words to ruin a date?
Well, for you, Frangry, the 5 words are "Let's make love to the Beatles."
Too many.
That's 6 words, but okay.
What's that?
That's 6 words.
Was it 6?
Instead of "make love," you could just say the F word.
Okay. Yes, we could. Yes, I could. Yeah. And for the rest of the female population, I'm thinking something along the lines of "My ex still lives with me."
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. That's really good.
Thanks for calling, Orlando. Have a good one.
Yes,
Hi, you're on the radio.
"What color's your mustache?"
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
"What about a couple's colonic?"
Ew. All right, have a good one. Call us at 201-209-9368. 5 words to ruin.
What are you laughing at?
Studio B Ben says his 5 words are, "My first name is Orlando."
Not nice.
It's true. It's me. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
"Do you own handcuffs?"
That's not so bad.
That's not a deal breaker.
Hi, you're on the radio.
"I love My Little Pony."
So weird. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm actually not into wiping.
Ew.
That's gross.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
"I'm for you to see."
You're so weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
Five words. Cockroaches actually taste pretty good.
Yeah.
Eh.
It's all right. It's kind of funny.
All right, have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Bennett. How about WFMU is a lame station.
Well, yeah. That's
deal breaker.
That would do it, right?
Yep.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye,
have
Bennett.
A good one. Robin says, can I wear cargo pants? 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is five words to ruin a date. Yes, those are bed bugs.
Oh, my God. Did you ever have bed bugs?
Hell no. I'm clean. Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Hey, what up, baby?
All right. Will you wiggle your breasts for me?
Wiggle.
First of all, that's six words, but it was so creepy and such great delivery that I'll give it to you. Nice job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Your little giggle at the end was just the icing on the cake.
Well, I don't want to ruin the date, but I would be a good date.
Oh, okay. Have a good one. That was funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
I was born a girl.
Yeah, that's rough. Have a good one.
I'm glad I'm not a man trapped in a woman's body.
I know, that would suck. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, baby.
My five words would be, Billy Joel is my idol.
That's a good one.
People have been saying Billy Joel in the comments.
Oh, they have?
Yeah. Funny.
I haven't been listening.
We hate Billy Joel around here.
Me too.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I like it when the girls call.
Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
Mother thinks you're pretty.
What?
Mother thinks you're pretty.
You are the creepiest person that has ever called this
What's
show.
What's your name, creep?
Mr. G.
Oh, my God. I want to throw up right now.
Grown men who call their moms mother.
And talk like that.
Mother thinks you're pretty. All right, thanks for calling, creep.
You got it.
Ew, that guy's so creep. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey.
So my five words are, Lorena Bobbitt is my hero.
She's kind of awesome.
She is our hero.
That would really be a deal breaker for dudes, though.
Whatever, I love her.
Yeah, that guy deserved it.
Yeah.
Imagine throwing a penis out a car window.
Amazing. Wait, I read some article on the internet the other day about a woman who cut off in Korea. She cut off her man's penis, and then when he was in the hospital, after they sewed it back on, she went into his room while he was sleeping and cut it off again.
Good. Wow. He probably raped her so many times.
That's dedication. No, he used her phone to email his girlfriend.
Oh, well. Just as bad.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's up?
So I learned a lot of things tonight. One, there's a lot of new weirdos out there. And two, there's not a lot of deal breakers for you guys so far.
Yeah, maybe we're too tolerant.
Man, you guys really are.
Who knew?
I thought I shed some light on that. But
thank you.
Good night, baby.
Night, baby.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, let's go see Nickelback.
That's a rough one.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
I don't believe it. You girls are so cute. I love you. The five words I have are, I left my wallet home.
That one.
Sucks.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye.
201-209-9368. Five words to ruin a date. Jake Gould says, here is my band's demo. Hi, you're on the radio. Hey, you're on the radio. No, you're not. Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
You got nice feet.
That's not so bad. Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
Hey, what's going on, man? Do you like stinky cheese?
Everyone likes stinky cheese.
Oh, stinky cheese is great.
Yeah. All right, have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio.
Kiss me or I go.
All right, Creepazoid.
All right. Have a good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night, baby. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls. How about may I pick your nose?
I'd let them.
You'd let someone pick your nose?
What do I care?
I don't think I'd let someone pick my nose.
Ever?
I don't think I'd let someone pick my nose.
I would totally let someone pick my
nose.
I'd
let someone stick their finger up my nose, but I wouldn't let someone really go in there. And, like,
I would totally let someone clean out my nostril, yes.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would do it to someone else.
All right, are you going to pick my nose during the marathon?
I mean, someone I love.
Don't you love me?
Yeah, but I don't want to have sex with you.
You don't?
No.
Not even a little?
I like penis.
Not even when you're drunk?
No. I mean, I'd make out with you, but, I don't want to have sex with you.
Hmm. Everyone else does.
I think I started the intro.
Must be nice. All right, have a good one, buddy.
Take care now.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I braid my pubic hair.
Ew.
No? Not into it?
No, gross.
Not into it.
Not even a fresh...
Hi, you're on the radio.
Want to touch our butts together?
I would do
that. Yeah.
I like butt bumping.
Yeah.
What if that was my first thing I asked?
Well, no, that I would be like, that's weird. Do you want to get a drink first?
Yeah. All right. Well, what are you doing tonight?
Bumping butts.
I'm busy, baby. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Let's get naked and screw.
Could work with the right person.
Yeah, just not on us. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
My five words are, please braid my back hair.
Oh, bro.
Gross.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
So how about check out my skull bong?
That's all right.
That's okay.
I mean, whatever.
You would go with that? You'd be like, yeah, you're a fine young man, and that's a fancy skull bong.
I'd be like, cool, smoke some weed, buddy.
Let's play Mortal Kombat.
I mean.
All right, so we'll put that on your file. Skull bong's not a problem.
All right.
All right, later.
Have a good one.
Later, baby.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, mine's reading outside of work. Sucker.
Nice delivery.
Yeah, good delivery.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
My herpes came back today.
We already had one of those. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the radio, baby.
Five words. Let's go meet my parents.
That means he loves you.
On the first date? Scary.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a really good catch.
Future fakers.
All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Robin says, we should do a cleanse.
Robin's really funny.
We should get Robin to come to New York.
Yeah, Robin, come to New York and visit us.
We should make her come for the marathon.
I'd like that.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
For the second marathon show so that she could stay for the finale.
Yeah. And
she could be our VIP guest.
All right.
201-209-9368. Five words to ruin a date. Hi, you're on the radio, baby.
Wow, you have matching hemorrhoids.
Ew.
Nasty.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? You're on the radio? I broke it.
No, you didn't.
Hi, you're on the radio. Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio. If I have to say that one more time, I'm going to kill myself. Hello, you're on the air.
General relativity and quantum mechanics.
Oh, my God, my eyes just glazed over. All right, have a good one. Happens. Five words to ruin a date. What do you have?
Well, hello there, baby. How are you? I have your... your toe, my toe, love.
What does that mean?
You are so weird.
It's beautiful. It means toe.
Did he say a bad word?
I don't know. All right. I don't know. I wanted to keep talking to him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Want to flap my bat wings?
Huh? People are so weird. This is really bringing out the weirdos.
People are weird.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You've got hobbit feet.
I know someone with hobbit feet.
You do? Who?
Chris Ann.
You?
She has hobbit feet?
She's like little Flintstone hobbit feet.
Weird.
All right, have a good one.
She's still hot.
Yeah, she is. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hello, ladies. Alba, has anybody said hi? I'm friends with Bill Cosby.
Yeah, have a good one.
Lots of Bill Cosby material.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, five words to ruin a date?
Mm-hmm.
It's not you, it's me.
All right, have a good one. Billy Jam has one.
I have one.
Okay.
It ties in with one of your earlier ones. Only this guy would be a teacher of small children. I braid my pupils' hair.
Ew!
Worse than pubic.
That is worse than pubic somehow. That's so creepy.
That's a good one, Billy Jam.
He's like, can I say one? Can I?
I didn't see that. That's cute.
George has one. It's Michelle is hotter than you. Shut up, Michelle.
I didn't say anything, baby.
Oh, come on, baby. 201-209-9. Never mind. Don't call. You won't get through, suckers. Hey, you're on the radio.
Will you watch my purse?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Nick from Bloomfield again.
Hey, Nick.
Do you always do that?
I like it when they crack themselves up. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Don't worry, it's not contagious.
All right, have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio, baby.
Just relax. This won't hurt.
Have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio.
Shag carpeting in my van.
That's hot.
Sexy. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. Okay, you answer this one. I can't do it anymore. Ready?
Mm-hmm. You're on the radio, baby.
Never gonna give you up.
Nice.
That was so good.
What's your name, creep?
Oh, no. Oh,
man.
Are you ready?
Yeah. You're on the radio, baby.
Do you have life insurance?
All right, have a good one.
You're on the radio, baby. You're on the radio. Hey, you're on the radio, pal.
You'd make a perfect sacrifice.
All right, we gotta go. You're on the radio, baby.
We have 4 minutes.
Just spit on it, babe.
Ew! Ew! Ha ha! Ew! You liked that one. Oh my god, you're like really laughing. That was so gross, I didn't even know what to do but hang up.
That was cool.
Ew!
I thought that was cool.
Ew.
Listen, we gotta go in a minute, so...
It's between Chalmer...
You wanna answer one more?
Chalmer, you'll get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bruce with... Please get in the box.
I like please get in the box.
Yeah.
But do you want to answer one more?
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Want to take your panties off?
Meh. That's normal.
Yeah. What panties?
What panties?
I hate that word. I can't believe
I
said it.
I can't believe you said it either.
Oh, I hate myself right now.
It's okay. It was a good joke. It was for the joke. It was for the joke, baby.
All right, baby. I'll do it for the joke.
All right, baby. All right, I think we're done here, right? The winner is Bruce with Please Get in the Box. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
We're going to have new t-shirts soon.
Yeah, we are.
All right. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Stay tuned for Billy Jam, baby.
Oh, I love this one.
Uno, two, tres, four.
Oh, I love this one.
Yo, put the needle on the record. Spin that groove. It's my man, Billy Jam, and I am the incredible, all-knowing, all-being Boswan. Ha ha, WFMU.
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 I don't care anymore. Like, I used to have some type of social relevance in my act, and there was a point where I really gave a sh about stuff to a point where it was ruining my life. And I guess like 10 years ago, I thought, wow, yeah, you know, I'm gonna change the world. I'm gonna talk about. In 20 years, I've probably had a dozen good points that I reflect on and go, that was actually a really fucking good piece, and it had a point that made sense. But the whole changing the world thing never really kicked in. The revolution was starting where I thought I could yell at 200 people in a bar every night and change the world. Yeah, didn't quite happen like Egypt and Syria. It's frustrating because you do a bit and then you go, oh, that's a and then it just appears. The problem is still there. And someone will say, oh, abortion's back in the news. And you go, why? I already solved that on a 2004 release. How could it possibly still exist? I've yelled at thousands of drunk people about that. Maybe I'll rewrite it and repackage it. It gets frustrating as shit where you're like, I don't care. Everyone, it's as frustrating as if you lived in a world full of starving people, where occasionally you could point out food that no one else seemed to notice for a living. But you go on stage and you go, you ever notice there's a plate of nachos right over there? And people go, oh, he's so right, there is a plate of nachos. I never noticed that. But instead of eating them, they shove them up their noses and all sand for entertainment value and get no nutrition out of it, even though they're fucking starving to death.
Where are we? Where are we?
I think we're floating towards danger. Floating towards danger.
So you should pump this shit like they do in the future. So you should pump this shit like they do in the future. future. So you should pump this, pump this, pump this. So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this, pump this, pump this.
Got a strain on container concurrent for Ray's zombie. Walk with an army on me. Stalked by the Harmon Arbor Posse. Polly got me on a radar with a Dottie's. Watching, plotting, minions at a lower Godspeed. Hawks to pound in a town of Bulletins, and I'm a Rocky. Run 100 miles before my coffee. Little sick of the grip is hitting, but don't know now we're verified. Signal lift, verified, bossy. Pump this destroy noise. Boy, boys, no employ. Oi, oi. A grumpy kick the your groin, boy. Oi, fang. Slayers of your harmony, porn life. Throw your lucky day, the flight of a torn kite. Holy smoke. City blown to the bone and death server. For the hurts, for the burner. Whipped to the church and murder sermon. Just the Cassandra to drain the painfully worded further. Future of a gerbil, a bass, a mass. Cause that's my word up.
So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this, pump this, pump this, pump this.
In your floating whip system.
Pump this.
In the breadline, the prison.
Pump this.
From the chip under your wrist skin.
Pump this.
I am Sam, I am known to go ham. The fool. Playing taps on a guitar in the Benz of the Beamer. Ether, delicious, a rebel yelling a theme. Son of forgotten freedom, rebel a Reba Reba. Metal and man are melted, settling to the FEMA. Dreamer, your polluted house speaker. Leader, yes and reader. Scorn of the dirt and doom, drones mirror. Here's a mirror, mirror to peer. Fear grows clearer, stirrer. Half away from the panic of our era. Pira, mid and ocular, unladen insignia. Weirder, here's a, another burner born and big in ya. Sector, by the fly sound selector. I'm a ill trail killer with a cetera. BK to the basic DNA math measurer. Better lead a lion alone, do not pet him. Start your purple jet and burgundy pleather. Whoa.
So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this like they do in the future. So you should pump this like they do in the
future. Where harmony and love reign. No longer do we live in a society bent on its own destruction. Children of every race, creed, and religion frolic through fields of golden dandelions.
That's some kamut. Those who know lust, trust, the flow is disgust, touch, productive back rush, you'll notice the lag crush, I'm potent intact, the black hearted and lumped up, parted and touched, trust, designable, front, hell is back in that huh, the pain cave kid talk, at the end of the painbow, permanent stain by Milana, my name, a holy arc up your swag face. Viewers of the divine race, learn to worship the hard way. You get it, I don't fade. Just float with a palm slate. At home with a roach ace, alone in a home's great. I call it out of tune with a boat out the bone. Whole case.
It's superhero vision, sonic listen. It's superhero vision, sonic listen. It's superhero vision, sonic listen. It's superhero.
JBC is nice, I've been around Japan, it's an electronic course with Victor, high on the scales off the Richter, the median say I'm a jewel, check me out on Wikipedia, coach them off the walkers, let them walk again and run and speed up, I come from a place where superheroes meet up, the X-Men drinking tea, watching chicks with D-cups, Spider-Man saw Dr. Ock spitting off the top of a New York City bus, City Island eating shrimps, throwing fries and water to swans and ducks. It'd be wrong to the universe if I drive with a monster green Lamborghini up. All the fives come out to reunite, throw they beanies up. I'm a less cholesterol user, fine-tune abuser. The Yankees lost, but the blue and orange team amuse us. I can make a million rappers whispering hush. Cold stone ice cream, you don't have to lick that much. They hold my balls, easy soft touch. Throw your lady some bucks. The reindeers jump out, you need that antler juice. Ski hat with the marmot goose.
It's superhero vision, sonic listen. It's superhero vision, sonic listen. It's superhero vision, sonic listen.